Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Soup Scoop Podcast. They say you're never too old to learn, and that's true. But there is a point in a child's life where starting to learn is a must. And for many children, that point is kindergarten. If your child will be 5 years old by August 31st, he or she can start their extraordinary journey in education in a DVUSD school. DVUSD offers free full-day kindergarten at 33 schools, including online learning through Aspire, our online academy. Students not only get accredited education that helps propel them into future grade levels, they also get to have a lot of fun meeting new friends while taking part in specials or just running around on the playground. Now we'll hear from teachers and administrators from Notera Canyon School in just a few minutes, as the Notera Canyon Pirates are already excelling in signing up students for next year's kindergarten, the senior graduating class of 2037. But before we hear about what the teachers teach and what the administrators coordinate to make kindergarten work so well in the classroom, let's step into the classroom and hear from the kindergartners themselves. Meet some of my new friends from Notera Canyon Kindergarten. Well, what I'm going to do first is go around the room and tell me your name. What's your name?
Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Cash.
Bella.
Hannah.
Hannah. Nice. Thanks for helping me out today on this podcast on the Soup Scoop. Tell me what it's like to be in kindergarten. What's the best part of kindergarten, do you think?
I like how we learn numbers and letters.
Numbers and letters. That does sound fun. How about you, Cash? What's your favorite part?
Learning how to learn sight words and listening.
Sight words and listening. That sounds good. How about you?
Making friends and learning.
Oh, yeah. Making friends. That's the fun part. How about you, Hannah?
Having fun and doing lots of crafts.
Lots of crafts. I heard they actually make you work hard in the kindergarten. Is that true?
Yes.
Woo! True. No rest. Work, 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 huh?
We have homework, and then on Mondays we have our poems.
Poems.
Well, we don't. Yeah. Well, some days we get book in the bag. Some days, like, we're completely off from book.
Well, what's a book in the bag? Is that, so that is a book you take home?
Home a book and okay. You have to read it, and then you like write it on. You have a piece of paper and you write it on that, and then you get a punch and like a 10 frame where you just like so you like get a punch after you like write it down, and then once you fill your 10 frame up, you get lunch with Miss Keith.
Woo!
Or so, Miss Carrie.
Okay, so it tries to get you reading every day. That's the idea. Yeah. Works good. All right, cool. What you talked a little bit about making friends in kindergarten. What's the best spot to make a friend around here? Is it at the end of your table, on the playground? Where do you guys meet your friends?
Playground.
Yeah, playground? Mostly playground, but playground. Sometimes we meet at carpet or table.
Nice. Cash, what she talks about the carpet, what does she mean? What's happening on the carpet? Is that where you guys all get together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some people don't listen.
Yes. Uh-oh, what happens when they don't listen?
They go to
buy your boss. Uh-oh, you don't want to go there. Are you guys going to be a teacher someday? What do you want to be when you grow up?
No.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a nurse.
Want to be a nurse. That's good fun. That'll be great. You can help people. How about you?
Everything.
You want to be in everything. Ooh, that like you want to be a police person, a firefighter, a nurse, everything? Mm-hmm. Teacher? Wow. That'd be pretty hard. Maybe you'll pick one of those. What do you
Teacher.
Think? Teacher. Teachers are the best. Man, what do you think you want to be when you grow up?
A teacher, a doctor, and a cheerleader.
Wow, that sounds like you'll be busy. When you're a teacher, you end up being a doctor anyway because you have to put band-aids on when the people fall on the playground. Tell me what's your favorite subject in kindergarten. Which one you like the best?
Mine is free choice.
Free choice. What happens in free choice?
You get to just pick anything like
any of the stations?
Yeah.
Okay. And they have different things. How about what's your favorite
treasure
subject?
Treasure box.
You like the treasure box. Tell me about the treasure box. What's that?
Get candy.
Oh, and so if you do something good, you get some candy?
Stuff.
Nice. How about you? What do you like?
Treasure box.
You like the treasure box too. What about like math or reading, language arts? What do you like the best?
I love math and reading.
Math and reading. What's your favorite?
I like getting awards. So we have a Flagpole Friday this week, and we like get a reward when we like when we get respect, responsible, and then we get like a reward, like a paper.
Nice. You can take that home, show that to mom, put that on the refrigerator.
Yeah, and then we get something like special.
Okay.
I'm a star reader.
You're a star reader. What does that mean?
That means I can read good, but not just read good. Like all the book in the bags are just.
You can do them.
So
yeah.
Easy.
So you're a good reader. Reading's important for school. All right, anything else you want to tell me about kindergarten?
I'm small at math.
Math, you like math?
So,
I like math. That was my major in college. I went to be a math teacher. What's your favorite?
Being a strong reader.
Reader's good? Yeah, sounds good. Anything else you want to tell me about kindergarten that I don't know?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been to kindergarten, so tell me what I'm missing. What am I missing?
It's also fun. Like, most times we can't. We could get some fun things. Like last week, we had pajama day on Friday.
Whoa!
Where we
wear something comfy.
Get popcorn. We get soda, and we get more. And we get cupcakes because we also had a birthday.
Nice.
And then
we do a game that's on the board.
Oh.
It's called the number heads.
Do you do it together, the whole class?
Yeah. So what you do?
Yeah.
So Miss Keith would give you a word, and you would have to write it down. And if you got it right, you would make sure you got it right with your table. And if you did, you would stand up.
And then she says, put your number heads together. And then we would put our number heads together and explain like to who's wrong and who's right.
Okay.
And then,
so you work together at your table.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for spending your time with me. I learned a lot about kindergarten. It sounds like a fun place to be. Pretty soon, you're going to go to first grade.
Oh, really? No, I am not ready for first grade.
And then you're
going
to keep going all the way up to 12th grade.
No, because I am not ready for homework.
Well, the kids may not want to do homework in the future, and a lot of that has to do with the fun they're having right now. Students learn, but so do teachers. As Notera Canyon Kindergarten teachers Liz Keith and Susan Carey walk us through how they prepare to shape young minds from both inside and outside the classroom.
My name is Liz Keith. I'm a kindergarten teacher here at Notera Canyon. My class has grown exponentially this year from 14 students to 19 to 26. We have multiple personalities and multiple learning levels. It's a lot of fun. We're always engaged in learning and socializing.
My name is Susan Carey. I'm also a kindergarten teacher at Notera Canyon. As Liz's class, my class has also grown from 14 students now to 26. We're always getting new students from new schools, new states that come in with a different variety of needs. We work with each other to help meet the needs of all of our students to the best of our abilities.
So tell me a little bit about this training, because your principals, your administrators talked a little bit about the Kagan principles, about nationally board certified, et cetera, et cetera. Why is training so important even with for teachers, even with kindergarten students?
Well, I think ongoing training for teachers is extremely important because we get in the classroom and you get so caught up in the day-to-day things. Sometimes you get into routines and you get into a certain way of doing things, and training is so good because it's like a refresher for you and like an aha, like I do this, but I can do it better. Or this fits perfect for this kid, and oh my gosh, this is a new strategy I'm gonna try. Kagan's been a lot of fun. I did the Kagan training for a week this summer and brought it back to staff. And in the beginning of kindergarten, it's kind of like, how am I ever going to get these kids to engage and cooperate with one another? But they do it, and with consistent training on the strategies and structures, they really do start learning to be more cooperative with one another and help each other learn to learn and learn how to socialize and problem solve and just it takes some of the teaching responsibility off the teacher and it puts it more on the kids. So then always tell them, if you can teach it to your peers, you know the content, like you've got it solid.
And the Kagan strategies also allow the students to learn to listen to each other. And so they're learning how to converse with each other. They're learning how to take turns. They're learning how to share. And they're learning to learn that there's other opinions besides just their opinion. And it can also be right. So it builds that diversity within the classroom while keeping them engaged in the content with what we're learning. Liz is nationally board certified. Yay for her. And like she said about the ongoing training, I'm letters trained. And so just having that reading background, we set the foundation for reading success in kindergarten. And so having that knowledge allows us to build off of one another, to work together for our students and our team.
Deer Valley is famous for their training, and that's kind of our niche. And it obviously pays off. Your programs are multiplying, as you said, by the minute. Congratulations. Sure. That's a good thing, bad thing. It's always a good thing, I guess. That's when we have to get some more teachers in here, probably, is what's going to happen. But keep up the great work and keep making learning number one. And obviously, as you know, you said, reading's the key. And if we can get them started successful in reading, that it translates to the other subjects. And if they can learn to learn, double bonus.
For sure. So, absolutely.
They like learning.
And to love it. And to love it.
And to love it.
Yeah. We want them to love school and build that love of learning new things so that it continues throughout their, hopefully their educational career. So just to love learning new things.
Nice. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
A strong kindergarten classroom is led by a strong teacher. And they in turn are led by strong administrators. Notera Canyon is doing remarkably well in registering kindergarten students for the next school year. And while part of that is due to the school's location in one of the fastest growing areas of our district, it also is doing well because of some simple but unique programs that are in place. I sat down with Principal Teresa Milks and Assistant Principal Samantha Rabarge to see what is making everything work so well.
Hello, I am Teresa Milks, the proud principal of Notera Canyon.
And I'm Samantha Robarge, the proud assistant principal at Notera Canyon.
Well, we're running the numbers, and it shows that you are reeling in kindergarten students. What's the secret sauce here at Notera Canyon?
Well, I believe our community education and preschool program, developmental preschool program, are very strong and have built a great relationship with our kindergarten team. Mm-hmm. And our kids don't want to leave after preschool. They want to keep going and have fun with the kindergarten teachers, and their parents have connections and relationships with both kinder and preschool parents.
Yep.
So they want to keep it going. Yep.
So when you can get them in the doors and they can experience the type of culture they have here, what you're trying to do, that's what keeps them here.
Yes. Okay. And we include community education and developmental preschool in all of our school events.
Yeah.
They go to our Flagpole Friday. They come to Thanksgiving Feast. They go visit the library. So they're a part of our school.
Okay. So that is a good tip for other principals in the Deer Valley machine. That can tie it to the other programs that are feeders for your kindergarten. What happens in a kindergarten class that's so fun? Why should they pick Deer Valley?
Well, we had a really successful kinder roundup night back in November. Our team was out and they displayed and advertised what does happen every single day in class. Kids have fun. Kids have engaging learning opportunities. Kids collaborate with one another. We're training our teachers right now in Kagan structures, and even our kinder teachers are introducing Kagan to their students in their K classrooms.
Obviously something we have that the charters and the privates and ESA folks don't have is quality certified teachers. Mm-hmm. Talk about your staff here and what an impact that makes on a kindergarten student preparing them.
We do have national board teachers on our kindergarten team.
Yep.
So that it means that they've had a lot of training and self-reflection and videotaping themselves and reflecting and making things better. Mm-hmm. And they, our teachers, lead our professional development here on campus too. So we meet with our leadership team, and then the leadership team rolls out what we train to the rest of our staff. Liz Keith, one of our kindergarten teachers, is nationally board certified, and she's also our Kagan expert on campus. So she's fully immersed in all the PD that we do for our staff.
Yep. And that's one big thing I'm an advocate of, is sending teachers to trainings mm-hmm. so they can continue build their knowledge, even if they're a veteran teacher. Mm-hmm. It kind of gives them that refreshing
yep.
moment to continuous be excited learners. To keep staying in the classroom.
What does registration look like? What do I have to do if I'm a parent of a kindergarten age student? What do I do? Is it knock on the front door?
Yep, you knock on the front door, you come in. Our office is open from 7:15 mm-hmm. to 4. We can register you on an iPad. You'd need some, like an electricity bill or utilities bill, driver's license, but we can help you with that. Yeah.
That shows where you reside.
Yes.
So you're eligible for this building here. But what if I'm not from here and I still want to come here?
That's just a different link that we click. We can definitely help you become a pirate.
It's called open enrollment. Yeah,
that is open enrollment.
Yep. Okay. And it sounds like you are wildly successful reeling in those kids and families. So congratulations. Keep up the great work.
In many ways, it is as easy as knocking on the front door of a school to register your child. But it's just as easy to get information from the internet. If you'd like to learn more about preschool and pre-kindergarten options at DVUSD schools, visit dvusd.org/preschool. If you have a child who will be ready for kindergarten in the 2024-2025 school year, you can register that child now at dvusd.org/register. If you wish to participate in open enrollment, where your child attends a different DVUSD school that you are not zoned for, you can start that process at dvusd.org/open-enrollment. No matter how you do it, getting your child in a DVUSD school early leads to success often all the way through 12th grade. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Soup Scoop. You can subscribe and follow our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Make sure you leave a comment after you subscribe and tell a friend about what you've learned on the show. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're up to date on all things DVUSD in the Soup Scoop Podcast.